Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Joe Biden briefly addressed the nation on the ongoing violence at demonstrations on college campuses over Israel's war in Gaza. Biden saying, while Americans have the right to peaceful protest, when that crosses the line into violence or destruction of property, order must prevail. NPR's Deepa Shivram says the president's remarks comes as many Republicans have been critical of the White House response.
This has been dominating the news cycle, right? And the protests have definitely grown since all of the attention on Columbia University in New York specifically. And with that growth, I mean, many of these protests have been met with police crackdown in states like Texas, Arizona, California. Mm-hmm. And while all of that's been happening, Republican lawmakers are really the ones who have been speaking out more forcefully. House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke at Columbia University last week. Republican lawmakers gathered at GW University in D.C. yesterday, and Donald Trump has been weighing in, too.
NPR's Deepa Shivram. Police moved in early today at the University of California at Los Angeles to dismantle barricades set up by pro-Palestinian protesters. Police have been active on several campuses in the past few days in ways not seen since the 1960s. NPR's Martin Costi reports some police departments are wading in reluctantly, though.
The head of the Police Executive Research Forum, Chuck Wexler, says after the upheaval of the 60s, American colleges moved towards setting up their own campus police departments. He says it's a sign of the seriousness of this moment that outside police are once again being called in.
When you have to call municipal police, there's really a problem. That what you're basically saying is our police can't handle it. And municipal police are reluctant to come on campus.
UCLA has come under criticism for not calling in Los Angeles police sooner as violence broke out between protesters and counter-protesters. The Federated University Police Officers Association said yesterday that it welcomes a probe into the apparent lack of police response. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Officials say a section of Interstate 95 in Connecticut could be closed for days in both directions after a fiery crash. Davis Donovan of member station WSHU reports the closure shut down one of the nation's busiest stretches of roadway.
The crash involved a sedan and two tractor trailers, one carrying thousands of gallons of gasoline. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont said the crash caused structural damage to an overpass, which will now have to be demolished.
If all goes well, and I monitor this, we should have two-way commuting back on I-95 as early as Monday morning, which is heroic work.
Lamont said he's filed a federal emergency declaration. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said the federal government is available to help, including by cleaning gasoline that may have spilled into local waterways. For NPR News, I'm Davis Donovan in Fairfield, Connecticut.
Stocks regain some lost ground after yesterday's post-Fed meeting sell-off. The Dow is up 322 points. The Nasdaq rose 235 points. This is NPR. As Russia continues to pound Ukraine's energy infrastructure, there are growing worries the pace of destruction could result in misery for many of the country's residents this winter. Ukrainian work crews are struggling to repair damage, only to have more air and missile strikes take out other parts of the electric grid. Some power plants say they've lost as much as 80% of their capacity to generate electricity. Some Ukrainian officials say what's needed is U.S. Patriot missiles to take out Russia's cruise missiles. Mussel shells in parts of the East Coast are changing as the ocean warms, becoming more speckled with tiny holes. That's according to new research from the American Museum of Natural History. Barbara Moran from member station WBUR is the story.
The study compared modern mussel shells with older shells from the museum's collection going back to the 1900s. Study author Leanne Melbourne found that shells from New York, New Jersey, and Long Island Sound were more porous than their historical counterparts. These changes in the mussel shells line up with increases in ocean temperatures. Melbourne says this increased porosity is not enough to weaken the shells yet.
But if we continue down this route, they might get there. So if we want to maintain the structural integrity of these mussels, we need to think about how can we decrease our carbon emissions to slow down the warming that is occurring.
Global sea temperatures in 2024 are on track to be the warmest in recorded history. For NPR News, I'm Barbara Moran in Boston.
Crude oil futures prices moved slightly lower after big sell-offs earlier in the week. Oil down 5 cents a barrel to $78.95 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.